Thank you for choosing Archtop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Yes. We just got your mailer regarding the fast internet option, the offer.
Yeah, we
have Spectrum right now, and according to this, it looks like it's less expensive and about double the speed.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Our 100% fiber internet is much faster than what you would find with Spectrum.
When you put it in, you have to put a cable into the house?
Yes, we can actually, if you already have Spectrum, usually what we'll actually use the port that's already existing from the exterior of the house. We'll take out the cabling that Spectrum has used and we'll actually input our own.
Oh, okay, fine. So the cabling is underground right now, and we obviously want to leave it underground, but I believe it's all the way in a conduit. We have the conduit put in.
Okay.
That should be easy. You would do that same underground?
Yes, we would. If you would like us to go underground, we would. Normally, the way we usually bring our fiber internet to your home is we usually follow the power cables. If they've gone underground with your with Spectrum before, they will probably follow that same line and come underground as well.
Yeah, that's underground too.
All right. So, real quick, sir, what's your name?
My name is David D. D-E-E is the last name.
Hello, David. And real quick, you're looking to see potentially if we have fiber internet in your area, because sometimes you might get the flyer a little bit ahead of time before it's available. What's your current address?
189 North Manor Avenue in Kingston.
You said North Manor?
I did.
All right. It does look like our 100% fiber internet is available in your area. Would you like to sign up for service today?
Wait a minute. Just a minute. My wife has a couple of questions.
All righty. No worries.
So when you use the conduit that Spectrum is using, do you remove their equipment, their wire, before you put yours in?
So for the wire that actually goes underground, we actually do not touch the Spectrum wire itself. We just remove it from where it's connected at the house.
Oh, that's fine. So you leave it and you probably put it through the same conduit.
Yes, we'll use the same entry point, but we won't use the exact same. We won't use the cabling because the cabling that Spectrum uses is they use a coaxial copper cable, where ours is a actual fiber optic line.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, and I guess it's smaller, isn't it? It's narrower than the coaxial, so you should be.
Yes, now the shielding we do use is actually the same diameter as the coaxial cable. It's just our fiber line is thinner than the actual fiber line is thinner than the copper cabling.
Oh, okay, fine. So, yeah, go ahead, Sharon.
So let me ask you, if we do decide to go with your company and we have this installed, is there any breakages or repairs that are needed? How does that work? Do we get charged for the repairs, or is that just included in our monthly fee?
So for anything that happens, such as accident, if there's an accidental disturbance of the fiber optic line, those are usually covered by us here at Archtop Fiber. That's not something you guys would have to pay for. The only time that we charge for sending out a truck to do services to your home is if it is something that has been caused by you as the customer. If it's an accidental issue of the fiber line breaking, that is considered a constructional issue, and we do cover those costs of repair.
Also, I see on the flyer there you're guaranteeing the price for 2 years. What do you anticipate it going up? I'm sure it's going to go up, not down, in 2 years.
Right now, from what we have heard brought down the chain, that price is not scheduled to change at all. We, in the next 2 years, we're expected to still be rolling out services along the Hudson Valley area and along the Hudson River. So that price more likely will not change in the next 2 years. That's just what we're saying the price is guaranteed for at the current time, because that's right now that's the projected plan is for in the next 2 years for it to increase. But even the higher ups don't know what that price is just yet, because they don't know what how many customers we're going to have, what the amount of customer retention is going to be just yet. So right now that price point is yet to even be discussed of changing.
Okay. Okay, just going back to the repair situation, you know, when we have outages due to weather or whatever, Spectrum is always sort of like on site very quickly. How much of a service presence does this company have to come out on site when we have extreme weather disrupting service?
Okay, if you're having extreme weather disrupting services, depending on the time of day, we usually have crews that will roll out within, as soon as we normally wait to, if there's any kind of outage, we usually wait until we see at least five people having similar issues. So if you and four other neighbors are having similar issues, we usually will have a crew out there looking into it within the hour.
Is that five people on the same street or five people in the area?
Five people in the area. So it could be you, a couple of neighbors, and a couple of people behind you on another street. It's all along the same general area that we look at.
Okay. And if we were to have outages, is this the phone number that we would call, the number we're calling to sign up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you talk about the equipment in the house, I mean, we have a modem, which is a Spectrum modem right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Everything else is ours.
No worries there. So what you get included in, so unlike Spectrum where they might charge you for the equipment, which usually most cable companies do the cost of your equipment, your taxes, and your services all included in one package. So the price we quote you when we tell you how much your bill is going to cost is the price you're actually going to be paying.
Okay. So that's $70 a month. Is for 1 gigabyte is basically what you're talking about, everything included?
Yep, everything's included.
So what you would do is you use a router, I guess, of sorts. Is that, I don't know if the right term when you're using this type of thing.
So yes, for our fiber internet service, they come into a termination point on a add train modem router combination piece. It does actually function the same way as your modem would for Spectrum. The only difference is the technology inside of it allows us to connect to our fiber net, our fiber services.
Oh, great. So then we can disconnect we don't use their Wi-Fi at all. I mean, they have a Wi-Fi in the router, which they've turned off and we don't pay for it, which is fine because we have, you know, a small hub system in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an old house.
No worries there.
Well, it doesn't go through cable. So is that the similar type of thing that you have?
Yes.
Or?
So we utilize a program called HomePass. It's powered by a service called Plume. We have our own licenses with that company itself. So it is our HomePass architecture that we do utilize with their permission. And what you can do inside, you'll get what's called the Plume. You can actually on your phones download what's called HomePass, which will allow you to access your entire internet system, be it hardlined or Wi-Fi, and you can disable your Wi-Fi yourself or keep it activated if you're finding that, or reactivate it if you're finding the connectivity you have with your regular Wi-Fi router isn't functioning at what you were expecting it to.
Oh, okay, great. So our Wi-Fi router can just plug into our Wi-Fi system can plug in physically into your router. Correct?
That is correct.
Good. The same as what we use now. That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, that's logical. Yeah, because I think what we have is we have a faster system than what would be available.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. What is your time frame for doing this installation?
So if we get you signed up today, we can actually be out to you within the next week to actually get services installed.
Okay. And how does it work on turning off the Spectrum one? Do we just call Spectrum after you put yours in?
Yes, you can call Spectrum and cancel your service that way. Or since Spectrum is an online company as well, what you can do is you can actually just go into your account services and actually terminate service that way.
Oh, okay. So fine. So we pay on a monthly basis. I don't know if they do. You happen to know if they prorate it just out of interest? I mean,
for Spectrum or for Archtop?
For Spectrum.
I would not be able to speak on Spectrum's behalf. That is something that you'd have to discuss with Spectrum themselves.
Okay. And from your perspective, you put this in, and is it a certain day of every month, or is it from the day it starts, it's on a monthly basis?
So. For, you won't be charged for your first bill until the day of installation. At that time, that'll become your essentially your due date for every single month thereafter. The $6.99 price is included with a ACH bank withdrawal and paperless billing from the regular bill. Our normal pricing for our 1 gig fiber internet is $79.99 minus the $10 for that ACH payment, brings it down to that $69.99 price point. Every month at the time of which your service has been installed is when you will be charged that $69.99. If you do it, those automatic payments.
Yeah.
So let's say we're not happy with the service and we wanted to cancel it. What is that procedure?
So when you decide that if you do decide to come with Archtop Fiber and you're not happy with your service and you would like to cancel, we offer no cancellation fees, and you can cancel at any time, no hassle, no fuss. We'll make sure that everything is taken care of. After you cancel, if you do have any of our Archtop Fiber equipment, we will send you a return box, prepackaged, prepaid, and everything, so that way you can just return your equipment to us here at Archtop Fiber, and your services will be terminated. There's no issues with if you wanted canceling, you're free to come and go as you please.
No, the return is not the cable, Sharon. The return would be just the equipment inside the house.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's not going to come in and pull the cable.
Okay,
sorry.
That's
okay.
Underground.
Okay.
No, it's not it. I think I'm right there. So, yeah, you don't have to return the cable to the house.
Okay.
Yeah. Does it make a difference how far away our house is from the road?
No, it does not. Our technicians actually lay what's called a drop cable if you're doing a buried cable. What happens is we string a cable from the road or a device known as the flower pot. Essentially, it's like a hub system for all of our fiber connectivity in a certain area. And they take that and then bring it to the house. Within 10 days after that drop cable has been placed, we coordinate to have that line buried. That way you can actually ensure that you're not having any issues with your lawn, not going to have any issues of saying, oh, I need to mow, and it's all going to be fine and dandy. If we do disturb the grass and it does need to be reseeded, we do take care of that reseeding for you as well, so you don't have to worry about having to pay extra money to make sure that a landscaper comes through and does it. We take care of that for you as well. Well.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, got it. I see. No, that would be all right. Yeah, so what we do is that makes some sense. So you wouldn't use the conduit that we put in that Spectrum uses.
No, we don't use the cable that Spectrum does. What we'll do,
we put in 200 amp service in the house.
Mm-hmm.
When we had all those cables put in, we had the electrician drop in a conduit for the cable.
There's actually a conduit
underground to pull it through.
All right. So if that's the case, if you do sign up for services with us, what I can do on your when we get to the we have a little section of saying what if we have anything that technicians should be aware of, we can actually let them know that there was a conduit put in place for Spectrum. They can more than likely follow that exact same conduit so that it comes out in the same area.
Yeah, so I mean, even possibly use it. I mean, just literally pull the conduit, pull it through with the Spectrum cable.
Exactly.
Just attach and pull. So that would be fine. I mean, I know the Spectrum cable wouldn't be in there, but it's easy to put back in if necessary, which I Sam's luck. All right, so I'll tell you what. Give us a day or so. We're just going to look at the whole thing and see what we want to do, and then we will either do it online or give you a call back.
Oh, no worries. If you'd like to find out a little bit more information, including our construction processes, you can always visit us at archtopfiber.com. And it has a lot more information about the people who you'd be working with, the fact that we are a local company here in Kingston. Our main office address is 300 Enterprise Drive, so we're right behind the Walmart on the other side of the train tracks. And
yeah.
we do operate in the Kingston and Socrates areas. We are recently expanded out into the Rhinebeck area as well, and we are further expanding out along the Hudson Valley. So,
yeah, no, that sounds good. No, it sounds reasonable.
Oh, yeah, quite.
No, I appreciate it.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I think we're fine for now. Just give us a day, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. All righty. Thank you for calling us here at Archstuff Fiber, Mr. D, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too, and thanks for the help.
No, you're quite welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.